I came up here during college days and fell in love with the place. And then I got into commercial fishing, and that led me through all of the things until I got to the point where I was displeased with the way the legislature was setting policies for the state. One of those things was that they were, for the first time, going to let corporations own limited entry permits, which I thought was unconstitutional, first of all. But anyway, that's why I ran.
What drove you to continue working in the legislature as time wore on? What drove you to run for re-election several times?
Well, first of all, trying to resolve and reverse that issue of corporate ownership of fishing permits. It actually took 11 years to get that totally reversed. But, of course, I got interested in a lot of other issues at the same time. You know, the biggest issue we've faced all along has been finances and whether we're controlled by corporations, oil corporations or not.
What are you most proud of as your time as a legislature? What do you hope people will remember you for, and what do you hope your legacy will be?
Well, I think one of the things when I first got into the legislature, nobody really knew what was happening in Juneau. And so one of the things I did was to do a weekly email newsletter. It went through every committee that I served on and what was coming up the next week, what were the major issues. And so I think that the people could follow what was happening in, as I saw it, in Juneau, in all of those committees, and would give me the information, the basis to make those policies better.
You know, some residents have been really angry with the legislature in the past few years about not receiving a PFD check under the old formula that was used from 1982 until 2015. How do you respond to criticisms from people who were upset about this and who said that they really depend on the PFD checks?
Well, I really sympathize with that. Our problem was that the Republicans would not let us balance our budget with any new revenues. So if you can't get a broad-based tax, if you can't do those things, how do you provide essential services? It takes money. So, you know, the past has been just deplete the savings. And that's one of my fears for the coming, is that we're just going to go depleting savings. And now we're going to deplete the permanent fund earnings reserve, which is the savings portion of that. And that is not a long-term strategy.
Going back a little to your tenure, you were in the legislature about 16 years. For almost all of it, you identified as a Republican, but during the last election, you switched to identifying as nonpartisan. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that switch and what that was like for you, and was that painful at all to go from identifying as a Republican to running as a nonpartisan?
Well, it was somewhat. I mean, it's a big decision, but unfortunately we had the Republican majority in the House had taken this tack that we're just going to deplete savings. We're not going to raise any revenues. We're not going to do anything other than continue to fund an unbalanced government out of, you know, the previous, the Sarah Palin taxes that had been accumulated, and then wiping that out. And so that was something I just, it's not the Republican Party that I knew as a fiscally conservative.
I think if there's one thing that many people will remember you for, it's for your passion for vitamin D. Can you talk a little bit about why you're so passionate about it?
You know, as a representative, you do a lot of work, and when you find something that they're just tons of evidence, scientific evidence for, that could drastically improve the health of your constituents. To ignore that is to ignore the health of your constituents.
Do you think your advocacy had an impact?
People tell me all the time that it did.
What will you be doing next?
Oh, well, you know, I've been wearing a fisherman hat my entire career in the legislature. That's because that's who I am. I've still got an 80-foot tender down here that has work I need to do for the next season. And there's a lot of projects that have been kind of put on hold.
Will you return to government in some way, whether that be local, borough, or state government? And do you plan to run again?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I want to thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me.
Oh, sure.